Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is TWiT.
Bandwidth for the Daily GizWiz is provided by AOL Radio at AOL.com/podcasting. It's time for the Daily GizWiz with Matt's maddest writer, Dick DiBartolo. This is episode 200 for November 24th, 2006, our 200th episode celebration. And now, get ready for Dick.
We are really, really thrilled to say this is our 200th episode. It's kind of hard to believe.
I know. You know what? It's about a year ago. I think you had come in to do
winter.
Regis.
It was in New York, so it was exactly
I think you
a
came in
ago.
To do Regis at Christmas, and we met at the W, I think it was.
Yeah. And it's, let's see. Since we've done 200, that means we've done 40 weeks. So this is our 40th week. If this were an infant, the pregnancy would be complete. That's the gestation term of a human, you know, 40 weeks.
Oh, it's 40 weeks?
Yeah, you wouldn't know that, I know, but that's how long it is. 40 weeks, yeah.
Oh, okay.
So
we
could have had a baby now, but instead we've got a podcast.
Well, that's our baby.
It is our baby, and I think this is kind of neat. 40. So, yeah, it was at the Hudson Hotel.
The Hudson Hotel, yes. And you said, listen, I do a lot of podcasts, but I don't do daily podcast.
And you would be the
first.
You said, I want to do,
and you think you could do one every day. And I said, well, let's just try it. And I remember you said, what are we going to call this thing? And I said, I don't know. And you said, well, you're the GizWiz, and we're going to do this daily. So how about the Daily GizWiz?
Perfect.
I said,
perfect.
Leo, how? How do you come up with these? This is, I mean, like, that's
perfect.
I was going to call it 60 minutes.
But that's too long.
We could call it six minutes. 6 minutes.
And we could have called it 6 minutes. That might have been a good idea.
Yeah.
Six minutes with Dick.
Well, we started out at 6 minutes. Now I think they're more like 15. Yeah, exactly.
We can't stop talking. So anyway, congratulations. It's wonderful.
Congratulations to you, too.
And thanks to all of you who listen. Because really, we would have given up long ago if it weren't for you.
No, it's great. The emails are absolute. They just knock me out.
It's
some
amazing,
of them are
isn't it?
So funny. People are from all over the world. It's great hearing the different places you listen to them. And what we're going to do today is we're going to do another contest. And the prizes, most of them, I have a couple of prizes that we didn't give away last time. From Imation, we have some clip flash drives.
Ooh.
Now, these are flash drives with big, clunky clips on them. So they're great to hang on a backpack. They're water resistant. So we have some of those that we're going to give away.
Excellent.
And I said something about this, I think, on Monday, that our friend Andy Markin, who was doing the PR for the Atari portfolio we talked about, I believe, last Friday, he has sent me a list of things that we're going to give away. I have a couple of them right here. We're going to give away 2 1-gigabyte smart drives from Verbatim. 2 of them, Leo, come preloaded with Mego software.
Wow, that's great.
Which we love. We're giving away 2 1-gigabyte Verbatim store and go USB password protected drives. We're giving away, Leo, I don't even know about this, 2 mini, they're from ADS Tech. They're USB mini TV receivers.
Wow, neat.
Yeah, so that you can watch and record TV on a desktop or a laptop.
Excellent.
And since and we're giving away also 2 instant FM music USB gizmos. And so what we'll do is, since I don't even have these yet, Andy kindly is going to mail them directly to the winners. So we'll ask winners to send us emails about their the fun they had or whatever they had, the experiences they had playing with their prizes. And so the contest, we're going to do it a little different than last time. It's basically the same ground rules. It's to email me one word, a word we use a lot on this show, and it's not a proper name. It's not Mad Magazine. It's not Bill Gaines. And it's one word. Last time, I got at least 50 entries that said it dash makes dash its dash own dash gravy dash. Period. It makes its own gravy. Dashes are not, it's not one word. Right.
So last time it was what? It was warehouse.
It was warehouse. Okay. And I got that my favorite email of a guy saying the funniest thing that has ever happened on the Daily Gizwiz was the man who entered whorehouse. I think he meant to type.
He meant warehouse.
He meant warehouse. Right. But we didn't give the guy's name because I think that's very Freudian.
Yes, it is.
Right, because we 200 Fridays, we never went to the
never
Dick's
went
Gadget,
to the war, warehouse. But it could always happen. It's never too late.
Right. Okay. And we're asking people, you know, we have a very honest group here, so we're asking you, just so we're not overwhelmed, if you can just make it one entry a person.
A word we use frequently here. And what's the email address?
The email is going to be dick@gizwizbiz.com.
All right.
Okay. And Leo, this is how we're changing it. We'll give this 2 weeks because it turns out a lot of people
don't listen right away.
It.
No.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah. So we're going to give people 2 weeks. Then I'm going to take all the winning entries and I'm going to put them in a list. And if it's like 50 of them, what we're going to do is 50 winners?
How many prizes do you have?
This is what we're doing. Is then I'm going to count up the number of prizes.
Oh, I see. Okay.
And I'm going to say, Leo, pick 18 numbers.
Got it. I can do that.
And then I will read the names that correspond to
those. I will write a computer program to do that. It'll take me 4 days.
Yeah,
But it will be done. And then it'll be completely random.
Right.
Unless I make a mistake and it all comes out 1378137813.
I already won the 1 gigabyte USB drive, and I think your daughter won the smart drive.
How did she do that? She knew that word right away, didn't she?
Right away. She pre-entered.
Family and friends and employees of the Twit Radio Network and the GizWiz podcast are not eligible.
Right. Well, employees of the Daily GizWiz podcast means I can't enter.
No.
So, yeah. Right. Or, right. But, I mean, you have a lot of employees out there?
None. but they couldn't enter even if they existed.
I see. Okay. But it sounded like it was a bustling business. People in control rooms and editors and sound effects people. Yes. Hither and yon.
Basically, it means you and me, baby.
You and me, right. So that's the deal. Okay, so send us one word.
One word.
Dick@gizwizbiz.com, and we'll give you 2 weeks. And after 2 weeks, we're going to take all those winning answers. We're going to put them on a long list.
Yes.
And then on another podcast, I will just number those people. Leo will say, give a prize to number whatever he says, and I'll read that name, and we'll send you the stuff.
Fantastic.
So this is our 200th.
Amazing, Dick. I'm thrilled.
I know. Because you want to keep going? I guess we'll do 250.
Let's do more.
Let's do 300.
300. I hear 350? We will keep doing them as long as you keep listening and we've got the gas to keep it up.
Yeah, I got gas right now.
Given that we're eating rice and beans every night, I think that shouldn't be too difficult. Do you want to do a letter? I mean,
let's do a letter.
All right. Just because we're celebrating a party doesn't mean we can't also.
No, we're going to.
But I first have to find the jingle. Oh, here it is. It's coming up right now.
It's amazing how in 200 podcasts we've polished the production, isn't it? Become the letters. Your lovely
letters. Become the Gizwiz letters now. Like a well-oiled machine.
Somebody's well-oiled.
Yeah.
Not me.
Okay.
Hi-yo! Paul Grade, Grade. Paul says, I just finished listening to the Daily Gizwiz 188, the Kingston KPEX 100, where you and Leo discuss speed reading. Perhaps you were too quick in dismissing this.
Speed dismissing, actually. We're experts of that.
Yes, dismissing this, as I've seen and even read a couple of articles recently about this subject, and he gives us some...
But can he do it?
Yeah, no, he does. He's just telling that he's read that other people are still doing it.
I actually got a lot of email from people who say, I studied it, and I still can read it at a huge clip. You know, they say, somebody sent me an email that John F. Kennedy had completed the Evelyn Wood and had something like 10,000 words a minute, some huge number of words per minute. So
wow, with full comprehension, I guess.
Well, that's what puzzles me. I mean, you could say you read that fast, but...
Yeah, I sped read Moby Dick, and I said to Bill, is it about a dog?
Yeah, the great white dog.
the great white dog. I knew there was an animal in there somewhere.
The first sentence is, call me Hermie. Yeah, I remember that. That's very good.
And then Paul says, thanks for joining me on my daily walk to and from work in Zurich, Switzerland.
Wow.
What's amazing is Paul lives in my building.
Well, that's a long walk.
This is one hell of a walk.
He goes a long way.
And Leah, when he leaves in the morning, he's covered with about 4,000 key buoys. So when he hits the ocean, they must keep him afloat.
Key buoy.
The key buoys, remember?
That was the thing we launched on the TV show. Yeah.
But if we had tons of money, wouldn't it be fun to get like 1,000 key buoys and put them on somebody and drop them overboard to see if 1,000 key buoys could keep them floating? It was just a thought.
You know how long it took to open up that key buoy?
Yeah, I know.
You'd be dead before the thing opened up.
Well, that's why we continue doing this audio and not video. Anyway, Paul, thank you for your letter. Glad that you enjoy the Daily Gizwiz. And we have something more for him. What do we have for him?
What do we have? We have... I don't know. What do we have?
A Mad Minute.
A Mad Minute.
Like I said, 200 episodes. We just know each other's mind.
Smooth as glass. We're mind readers. We know each
other. We're like mind. We're like it's like STP. I just know.
Like STP? Yes. Yeah. The oil treatment. Okay.
Yeah. Yes. Right.
And ladies and gentlemen, guess what? It's a time for a Mad Minute. Dick, we'll have a great weekend, and we will see you next week.
I'll be here.
Hi, this is Dick DiBartolo with Sarah Fowler on The Mad Minute. Sick of paying $5 and $6 for a movie only to walk out halfway through? In the interest of saving you time and money, The Mad Minute proudly presents Synopsis, the radio program that reveals the plot twist of five movies in under 60 seconds.
At just $5 a movie, you'll save $25 and a good 10 hours of viewing time.
In the new detective movie, Blood on the Ledge, the psychopath Bernie is not the killer, it's the window washer. Surprise, surprise.
In the new steamy romance movie, Kiss Me From Across the Room, Henry decides that his wife is his best bet, and he never gets to first base with any of those other women you've seen in the coming attractions.
In the new supernatural thriller, Thursday the 12th, it's that innocent-looking babysitter who's possessed by the devil.
In Airport 19, at the last minute, Air Force One is saved from head-on collision with Jaws, the flying killer shark, to no one's surprise.
And finally, in Dead Don't Dance, Detective Crencher isn't dead because the gun is filled with blanks.
There it is, the plot revelations of five movies in 60 seconds.
Till next time, this is Dick DiBartolo.
And Sarah Fowler.
On The Mad Minute. Bye.
Bye.
D-A-I-L-Y. It's the Daily Gizwiz. It's the Daily Gizwiz. It's the Daily Gizwiz.
It makes its own gravy.
Yeah.